Ghost Ship Radio Network.
Sail onward.
Banterbox Radio. I liked it so much, I bought the company.
Hey everybody, welcome back to Banterbox Radio. This is episode 78 for this fine August the 23rd, 2016. My name is Thomas Towson. Joining me this week, kind of the same as every week, is Mr. Dan Knight. Hey Dan Knight, how are you?
Hey, you sound a little, stuffy.
I'm a scotch stuffy. Yeah, I've got a bit of a stuff, you know? If like, I were to describe myself, it would be more along the lines of, rather than plain crust, it'd be kind of like stuffed crust.
Okay.
But stuffed with mucus, so it's actually really terrible. Now, I'm recovering from a pretty nasty cold, but I'm here nonetheless.
You think I
got time to dilly-dally and to shirk my responsibilities? No.
You probably do.
Yeah, probably, but I'm not anyway. Here I am, and we are back again this week to do what we do every single week. Which is what, Dan? What do we do?
We talk about articles in the news.
Wow, that's a good. That's yep.
Mostly political stuff, and occasionally we talk about how the political stuff.
That was a good bit. That was really funny.
Yeah, thank you. I call it political stuff. Took me 3 years to write that one.
Wow. I'm glad that you could finally have a chance to use that very specific joke.
It's very good material. I don't hear any laughs, though, so I think I need to play to a bigger
room. Laughing on the inside.
I'm dying on the inside.
Yeah, I am. No, what we actually do is we find the weirdest news that we can find, and we eat it
and find it.
And find it. We eat it, and we
dig through
And then we dig through it and find the little nuggets of gold that we can, that we then give to you. So basically what I'm saying is we find terrible, weird news, and then we tell you about it. And it's a good old-fashioned laugh. It's a real family treat. It's a goof and a spoof. It's a riff, a raff, and a riot.
Zip, zap, zatarans.
Red beans and rice.
I think the best description of what we do for this show is like when you were like, I don't know if you did this, but when I was a kid in class, in science class, we dissected a poop from an owl.
Ooh.
And there was like a whole mouse skeleton inside.
Mm.
And we like put it together like some sort of macabre puzzle.
Yeah.
It's like what you said, like that.
Yeah.
Except the mouse corpse skeleton is the news that we're telling everyone. So we're dissecting a poop.
Yeah. That's actually a pretty good, that's a pretty solid metaphor.
Yeah.
I like it. So that's what we do. And we're going to do that very shortly. But before we do, I have an obligation to you fine folks. And that is to tell you what today's national day is.
Oh.
It's a bit of an obscure one.
Is it?
Yeah, it is.
Because they're usually not.
They're usually pretty straightforward.
It's Labor Day.
No, yeah, today's national day is National Ride the Wind Day.
What?
Yeah, you know.
Will no.
You tell me you don't know? I expected you of all people to know.
I would be more familiar with like Ride the Lightning Day, where we celebrate that album.
or we celebrate giving the death
ourselves?
Penalty.
Yeah.
by electrocution. So what it is it commemorates the anniversary of the first human-powered flight to win the Kramer Prize. That's about as obscure as it gets.
Okay, so I guess my question is,
yeah,
what is this Kramer Prize you speak of?
It's a prize for human-powered flight.
Not impersonating the famed character from the Seinfeld sitcom.
That's correct.
Okay, so I'm all mixed up now.
Yeah, you're way off. You're way off. This is the prize for
flying.
For propelling yourself in the air.
Okay. I'm a little disappointed it's not involved in Seinfeld in any way.
Yeah. Okay.
That's fine. I'm just putting that out there.
Yeah, all right, cool, man. Well, that's what today is. Celebrate it as you will by acknowledging that it exists and then promptly forgetting it.
Which we have already done.
What was it again?
Something to do with Seinfeld.
Yeah. These pretzels are making me thirsty. No, so let's get right into the stink of it. Dan,
the sooner we get this stink on you, the sooner you can wash it off.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Speaking of stink, Florida. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Dan, tell me.
A Florida judge has banned a man.
Banned a man.
From Florida.
Black Betty.
Banned a man. Banned a man. A Florida judge has banned a Florida man from ordering Florida pizzas.
Florida, Florida.
Florida,
Florida. Florida.
More at 11, Florida. Randy Riddle, 49, was arrested on August 1st for multiple counts of theft and making obscene or harassing phone calls.
Uh-oh.
Ooh, this guy, he's a real jerky boy.
Jerky boy?
Does that still play?
No, it doesn't.
He was later released after posting the $5,500 bail, but the judge ordered him to not make any pizza delivery calls as a condition of his release. Quote, the defendant shall refrain from calling any pizza establishment and/or making any harassing calls, or his bond shall be revoked, a warrant affidavit quoted by tcpalm.com.
So wait, he doesn't get delivery pizza?
No, it's just DiGiorno.
Wow, that's honestly the worst punishment you could actually give anyone. That's serious. I'd rather just take the death penalty.
I'd rather die.
A life without delivery pizza is not a life at all.
Okay. I'm sure there are many hipsters that would agree with you.
Why is that a hipster thing? Delivery pizza is amazing.
No, pizza in general is like a huge hipster
thing. I don't think that's true.
Okay. Just go on Google right now and look up pizza leggings. And those
That has nothing to do with pizza delivery. That has to do with weird, ironic,
I'm not talking about
like,
pizza delivery. I'm talking about pizza in general.
Yeah, but only when it's ironic. I don't think pizza consumption falls under the hipster umbrella. I think pizza consumption is like a universal love.
Let's go to the listener polls. What do you think?
Oh, wait, it's not live.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, it's not live.
All right. Our first call is coming in right now.
Yeah, it's definitely not a hipster thing.
Guy sounds a lot like you.
I honestly think he sounds nothing like me.
You didn't even try to do a voice.
What do you mean? That was
that was the other guy.
Joe, yeah.
Because it was like you were mouthing his words.
Yeah.
But it wasn't coming out of your...
No, it wasn't me.
Oh.
Okay, moving on.
We're not doing that.
All right, we're not.
Police in Sebastian said he made prank calls in the past between May 30th and June 18th. He went so far as to use 5 different phone numbers, a fake name, which is a given, and sent drivers to vacant places or addresses that didn't exist to deliver food with zero intent to pay for it. Police also threw in that Riddle would call restaurants and just simply complain about their food quality. This guy is the original troll.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Before the internet, this guy was out there trolling establishments, wasting people's time and money, and all for the sake of probably fun for just himself. Like, yeah. I don't think he's really even sharing this experience with anyone. He's just like, I like making people suffer.
Mm-hmm. And pizza.
But I think, I don't know about you, but I went through a prank phone call phase for a little while.
No, I was never a dick.
No? No, I think you currently are, so you had to.
Yeah, I it happened later in life. Yeah, I guess a little bit, but not much.
Maybe a little. Like, you've at least fooled around with it a little bit.
Yeah. We used to call in to Bill O'Reilly's show.
Did you really?
We would, yeah. But they had a vetting process.
Oh, so you didn't quite get through.
Yeah, we'd yell obscenities and say silly things, and they'd go, and they'd hang up on us. It was never all that fun. We also called Tom Green's show. Did that a couple times.
The internet one?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think everybody did that, though. Yeah. Isn't that why he stopped doing it?
Yeah, well, mostly it was because 4chan.
4chan did it.
Frequently would raid it. Yeah, lots of
once you get in 4chan sites.
Who is this 4chan?
I haven't the slightest.
He's the famous hacker, man.
He's the hacker man, 4chan. A little additional fun fact for you. This guy caused more than $667 in losses for the pizza restaurants.
That's pretty good. That's pretty bad. Yeah. That guy's kind of a jerk, but also, like, that's commitment.
He's
that's
kind of a jerky boy. Yeah.
It's still not going to fly.
What? You know, well, let's go to the polls, though. Listener polls.
Yeah, definitely isn't going to fly. This is Joe again, by the way. That's definitely not going to fly.
This is Joe again. This is the same. This is the guy from before.
Yeah, I called on the pizza matter.
I'm sorry. I don't know who. Whoa.
This is Joe.
This is the wrong number. Hang up. Okay.
I like that you told him to hang up. Like, hang up.
Hang up. Oh, I was just telling whoever has the phone because I don't see one anywhere.
Oh, I see.
So I just want whoever to make the voice head stop.
It was Joe.
Oh, good. Yeah. He
finally Joe's gone.
Did the right thing.
Yeah, he did.
He's a jerky boy, too.
Oh, my God. What year is it?
It's the year 1996.
Of our Lord. Is that the end of that one?
Yeah, whatever. Let's end it.
Let's end it there.
Let's make it ride the lightning.
Yeah. All right. So, this one, first one I've got this week, is submitted by Megan.
Who?
Megan Dwyer. She gave me this one.
She
bestowed it upon me.
Oh, a fresh sewer clam, like you always say.
Mm-mm. And the best part about this article is that it is local.
Oh, fully yokels?
Yep. A 31-year-old fugitive wearing a disguise to look like an elderly man was found at a Massachusetts home, authorities said. Police went to the house on Cape Cod on Thursday looking for Sean Miller, who had been a fugitive since April when he and several others were indicted on heroin distribution charges. When officers ordered a man inside to come outside, an elderly man emerged who did not initially match Miller's description, police said. But once officers realized that the man was Miller, they pulled off his realistic disguise and placed him under arrest, according to the U.S. Attorney's Office. He was wearing one of them old man masks. He was pretending to be Old Man Johnson.
The Old Man Johnson who lives down the way?
He lives right down the way.
Sits on his porch and yells at kids for being on his lawn?
The heck, you say?
The heck, pickles.
Heck pickles. Nearly $30,000 in cash and two loaded guns were hidden in a laundry basket found inside the home. Miller, who is from Hyannis?
Mm-hmm.
Sure. Is also known as Shiz Miller. That's his name. His name is Shiz Miller. Okay. Funky fresh Shiz Miller. And he's being held pending a detention hearing on August 31st in federal court. The Yarmouth Police Department said Miller is one of 12 who have been indicted on firearms and drug trafficking charges. He is indicted on a charge of possession of heroin with the intent to distribute as part of a larger criminal complaint into the Naughty Street Gang, spelled N-A-U-T-I. The Naughty Street Gang, according to police.
This is really silly.
Yeah, Naughty's that's a terrible name.
It's it doesn't really
strike fear into the hearts of mortals.
Of men.
Into the hearts of men. The Shadow, no. Yeah, is that what we're doing there? No, I was trying to make it not the Shadow, so.
Oh. I would change that name immediately. Nobody's going to respect you.
Yeah.
And
name it the Funky Fresh Crew, but spell it completely crazy.
With numbers.
Yeah, all sorts of stuff. Just really wacky stuff. Be a real goof. Just a group of goofballs. In fact, call yourself the Goofy Gang of Grover Grove. Grandma's Grove.
Okay, all right.
Grandma's Groovy Gang.
Grandma's Groovy Goofballs with a Z.
Yes, that's perfect. Grandma's Groovy Goofballs. That's a tough, hardcore gang name.
Nobody messes with them. The three G's.
That's right. The triple G.
They got good connection.
Yeah, with OG at the top, and that's Nana.
But then there's four. Nana. She's 4G.
Yeah, yeah. And she yes, she watches over the stash. You know, it's really underground. Yeah, anyway, that's enough of that. Yeah. Moving on. Don't sound so excited.
Oh my god. What do you do with a drunken driver?
Shave his belly with a rusty razor?
No. No, you impound his car.
Oh. Oh, wait, I got it. You, Nope, I lost it.
Oh.
No, everything. Sorry.
Well, thank you.
What do you do?
You impound his car.
Oh, okay. All right, cool. Yeah, that too.
Like you do. Yeah. Anyways, Sean
put him
Malloy,
in the bed with the captain's daughter?
Yeah, sure, if you... I guess. I mean, I don't know if that's really a good enough punishment for somebody who's been drunk driving. Unless she's like...
Yeah, I guess.
She's like...
beat him with a hose? Was that part of that song?
I don't know.
What do you do with a drunken sailor?
What do you do with a drunken driver?
Beat him with a hose until he's sober. Is that how it went?
I mean, it fits.
Yeah.
I don't know. Okay, Sean Malloy, 44, in Pennsylvania, felt wronged after not getting his car back from an impound a week after his arrest. So he went to the station this past Thursday and started wrapping a chain around a railing outside the police station. Not really sure what he was intending to do there.
He's got a master plan.
Yeah, apparently.
Don't doubt him.
It involves this chain, a full box of pizza, and a statue.
Yeah. Wait, you don't see the obvious...
I got my MacGyver brain working on it right now. I can't...
Chain goes around the statue. Pizza goes in the mouth for when you get hungry after having to tie chain around a statue.
Oh, yeah. Because you lose a lot of energy doing that.
Yeah.
Well, none of that came to be because the cop who arrested him the week before came out to greet him again.
Oh, okay.
And Sean was less than cordial and tried to throw the pizza at the cop. And then when that didn't work, his fists.
Mm. He threw his fists at him.
He threw that fist.
Like he took the fist off.
Yeah.
Threw it at him.
He unscrewed it. There were screw-on fists.
I kind of wish I had a screw-on fist. You ever kind of wish that, like...
That sounds really weird when you say it like that.
Yeah, that does sound weird. never mind.
The cop then tased him and arrested him a second time for aggravated and simple assault and resisting arrest. I only wish Sean had somehow wrapped his fist in pizza and punched the officer. I think that would have been more delightful.
It certainly would have been a cheesy surprise. Say... Cheese, officer. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet trio you.
Oh, what a real saucy circumstance this is. Ha, don't be such a crustacean. Nah, that was weak. I didn't have anything for crust.
Yeah.
Do not make me angry.
Can you just go away? Forever.
Would you like a pizza this action, officer?
For some reason, I thought it would be really entertaining to watch a man with pizzas wrapped around his fist smack, like punching somebody.
Yeah.
But then for some reason, my mind went to boxers using it when they box. And that'd then my great. Mind went to using giant, instead of like boxing gloves, using like putting their hands.
Calzones.
No, that would be amazing. No, I was thinking for some reason putting their hands in giant balloons filled with fake blood so that when they punch each other, it's like an explosion.
That'd be pretty cool. That'd be a one-time trick for sure, but it'd be funny. It'd be amusing.
It would be amusing for about 20 seconds.
Yeah, it'd be good. Okay, moving on. This is certainly a weird one. I don't know if it goes quite into the territory of funny, but it's definitely weird.
Okay. I'm all rears.
That wasn't a pun. You should have kept with the pizza pun. You should have said, stone.
I should have just made gibberish then?
Yeah, I couldn't think of anything. I'm sorry. Surgeons have removed 40 metal knives from a patient who spent 2 months swallowing them, according to the doctor who led the operation. You ever get so bored you eat knives? You're like, jeepers, I ran out of food. I sure could go for some knives.
One time. When I was I was in Canada. I got real bored.
Everything's upside down and different in Canada.
Yeah. In Canada,
you fight with bread and you eat knives. The unnamed 42-year-old man who had a, quote, uncontrollable urge to eat the knives went to a hospital in Gurdaspur, in northern India after complaining of stomach pain and weakness. Only after an ultrasound revealed a large mass in his stomach did the man tell doctors he had swallowed knives.
Oh, by the way.
Oh, I forgot to mention one huge crucial fact. I'm not even sure if it's that big a deal, but I did eat 40 knives.
Is that possibly what's causing the pain in my stomach?
I'm sure you see that all the time.
I thought when I ate them, they just turned to poop immediately.
That's how knives work.
Honey, who replaced all our knives with poop?
What a very specific circumstance. I also think that's probably the only time you could ever use those words together in that way. That sentence is a one-time use.
Yeah, I don't think anybody's ever spoken those words in that order before.
I don't think so. So, Jesus, where was I? Quote, he had a wild urge to consume metal. Yeah, brother! even for us, the experienced surgeons, it was frightening. Dr. Yatinder Malhotra said, we were so nervous. A small mistake could have taken the patient's life, Malhotra said. In my 20 years of practice, by the way, please feel free to email us at bbr@ghostshipradio.com with how terribly I'm pronouncing that, and feel free to correct me.
I will.
Good. You, in particular, send us an email.
I will.
In my 20 years of practice, I've never seen anything like it. Malhotra, that's hard to say.
Yeah, it
is. I'm going to be honest. I want to swap the T and the R. Malhotra said they found folded knives, unfolded knives, and rusted and broken knives in the man's stomach.
Why?
I'm sorry. I let my family down, the father of two said. I'll be forever thankful to doctors and hospital staff for saving my life. But clearly I have a mental condition, so I'm going to do it again.
I've heard about this kind of thing that's happened before.
Yeah, it's a particular condition where you... And they have it broken down in more subsections, but it's just like a consumption. You just eat, and eat. And you eat weird things, and there's different ones. There's, like, you know, I've seen people eat dirt.
Yeah.
And poop. Poo-poo.
People eating poop?
People eating poop.
Oh.
And all sorts of stuff. And this is a new one, though. This is knives.
Eating something that will actively kill you.
Cut you up from the inside, yeah.
Yeah.
It's pretty good. Psychiatrists still need to clear the man before he can be released. That's good. I feel like clearing him may not be what's going to happen. I feel like if they're even mildly competent at their job, that he's going to definitely go into some serious psychiatric work for a while. Because this isn't like one of those casual, like, man, I just can't focus when I'm doing my work. This is a real tough problem I have. No, this is literally the dude's eating knives. He's eating knives. It is actively going to kill him if it's not in check. You know, like, it's serious. So that's kind of weird, though, right?
That's kind of very scary.
Yeah, so,
it's horrifying.
Make sure you get a balanced diet of at least 1 to 2 knives a day. There's a reason it's on the top of the pyramid chart.
The food pyramid.
The food pyramid, yep. You got to have your daily serving of knives. Along with your sweets, but
usually one steak and one butcher will do you for for the
you finish your nice steak and you just shove the knife down your throat, a nice steak knife. Just alrighty. So don't do that, please.
Don't go chasing
waterfalls,
or you
will die. And also don't go chasing waterfalls.
Please stick to the rivers and the lakes that you're used to.
Mm-hmm.
What year is this?
Funky guy.
Cole Medea. North Korea has unveiled its technological advancement to rival that of Netflix. Now all those unlucky participants can watch the television on-demand channel called Man Bang.
God, that's weird that it's finally making its way to North Korea, because it's been over here for a while.
I'm sorry?
Now, I know you're a big fan. You're a big fan. You've been watching it for years.
Please elaborate. What? I've been watching this Korean streaming...
No, you've been watching Man Bang.
Is that a subset of Bang Bus?
Dan, it's so straightforward. The joke was so straightforward. let's just move on.
Man Bang translates to everywhere and is available via the state-run internet.
Oh, so you know it's going to be top-notch.
Because most North Koreans only have access to the government-approved North Korean version of the internet, consisting of about 5,000 websites.
Uh-huh.
Which is probably how many websites are really out there on the regular internet.
Uh-huh, yeah.
So before you ask your significant other to man bang and chill, you should know some stuff.
That's a very straightforward way of trying to get that.
Get,
yeah, to make that happen.
Ask your Tinder date.
Would you like to man bang and chill?
Or whatever the North Korean version of Tinder is.
Glorious
Kinder.
Leader. Glorious leader.
But it's glorious.
It takes the E, like leader. Yeah, glorious leader.
That's good.
And all it is you, since they don't want you dating, they want you to be, you know, it's just you swipe through various pictures of Kim Jong-un.
Yeah.
And there is only...
You can only approve.
You can only approve, yeah.
Or you do the whatever it is. That's exactly right.
All right.
Like the state-run internet, the streaming service is also more limited than Netflix. You will be able to live stream 5 TV networks.
Whoa!
Including...
5?
Yeah, 5. Count
them. I'm jealous.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Including, and here's the best part, North Korea's state broadcaster KCTV. Which I know, I'm excited about that too.
I'm pumped,
It's been...
I'm hoping we get man bang over here.
Yeah. I hope so. It also boasts, quote, documentary films about leadership and learn Russian and English languages.
Mm, good. Good. Wait, they want to learn English?
And Russian, yes.
Huh. But they hated... they just hate America. That's what it is. We're not the only people that speak English. That's right.
That's true, yeah.
Sometimes I forget there are other countries. You know, America.
That does sound like an American... apparently a big sell for this service is children, because kids like watching things repeatedly. That's what they say.
Yeah.
Kids like watching things incessantly, like documentaries about leadership and Russian and English language.
I know, that's what I did when I was young. I often, what I would do is I'd wake up early in the morning, I'd get up, 5 or 6 a.m., I'd praise Glorious Leader. Mm-hmm. Once or twice, and depending on how tired I was. I tried to do 2, but sometimes you're just a little too sleepy. And the Glorious Leader understands.
Yeah.
I then do 15 Glorious Jumping Jacks for the Glorious Leader. Then I watch Glorious Leader programming for the remainder of my day.
Glorious Saturday morning cartoons.
Leader. So Backwards Upside Down Land has Netflix. Or sorry, Man Bang.
Mm-hmm.
Good. That's good. Yeah.
It's what they always wanted.
At least they can be more culturally enriched. North Korea is such a weird thing. It's this bubble of just bizarre. It's so... anyway, we don't need to get into it, but...
There is a small handful of people in North Korea. Not very many.
The very...
Maybe
powerful.
Like... Yeah, like the elite, I think, that have elite. Access to the internet.
Yep.
The actual internet.
It's government officials, military officials, and the, like, super elite. It's certainly weird. It's man bang.
Man bang.
Alrighty, well, the last one for this week takes place in Ohio.
Oh.
Ohio.
Ohio.
Ohio. Ohio. A man in Dayton, Ohio is facing indecency charges after a witness reported seeing him attempting to have sex with the front grill of a van parked on the street.
Oh, I'm sure this is just a misunderstanding.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes he was just cleaning it, right? He was just using his penis as a cleaning device.
We could get all those bugs off somehow.
Yeah, with you got a little scoop on the
Why
end. Why
not? Oh, no. No.
It's like a little trough. You just scrape it out.
No.
What have you done? Officers responding to a call Tuesday evening found the suspect, 35-year-old Michael Henson of the Hensons,
Hendersons.
No, of like
the Harry.
He's related to Jim Henson.
Oh, good old Jim Jim. What's he up to these days?
Dan, this is
how
really
are the
awkward.
Muppets?
This is twice as awkward now.
Are they not taking it well? Are they not taking it well?
You should know.
Oh, no, Jim Jim.
Henson was taken into custody and put in the back of a squad car while officers spoke to a female witness. She said she saw Henson pull down his shorts and then put his genitals in the front grill of a red van parked on the side of a road. Or of the road. Well, honestly, was that red van?
You know how red gets the blood flowing.
It sure does. It was clearly wearing a prostitution color.
Oh, you shouldn't have been wearing that color. That's terrible.
That van honestly
was asking for it.
I didn't want to go there. Say it.
I know you were implying it.
Yeah,
though.
But I don't want to go there. So when the suspect passed out, that's just a fun fact.
He just passed out. When
the suspect passed out in the front yard near the van, you know, after a good shag, you get, you know, you get sleepy.
Get the sleepy meeps.
Near the van, the woman called police. Henson woke up and was walking before the police came to the scene. Officers who questioned him said he appeared to be intoxicated. No way.
What?
And police contacted the owner of the van, who allegedly said he was unaware of any incident. Come on. You telling me that that guy's not a van pimp? He's selling that thing out for the good stuff. He's got that thing's got a nice juicy grill.
Got that good trim.
Oh.
Cars have trim.
I know what you're going for, but...
What? I'm not going for anything. What are you talking about? Why are you making those loud noises?
Henson was booked on public indecency charges and taken to the Montgomery... Flea market. Montgomery County Jail, where he will rot for the rest of eternity.
No more cars will be harmed by this...
making an example of
this
him.
This rapist of cars.
So yeah, this is not the first time we've had an article about someone having intimate relations with vehicles.
At least inanimate objects, yeah.
Yeah, well, vehicles as well. We've had cars, we've had helicopters.
We had a really old episode where a guy was making love to an air mattress, yeah. or a pool inflatable pool mattress.
Yeah, I think. That's good stuff. I mean, you got to get it while the getting's good, if you know what I mean.
I don't,
and I don't. Yeah. So on that uncomfortable note, that ends this week's show, where we can say, "Why are you still here?" No, thank you for thanks for doing the thing.
Thanks for being here with us.
You're all swell folks, and I love each and every one of you. Unless you're a jerk, in which case I don't. But
okay,
I still do. So before we rattle off the spiel at the end of the show, I can tell you a couple things. One, a friendly reminder that Adjacent Hex, the newest podcast that has come to the Ghost Ship Radio Network, is now on the website. That's done by Zach Osterhout. I mean, Doug Osterhout. Yeah. And Zach Denoncourt. They put a lot of work into their show monthly. It's a show about board games, if that's your thing, which I would hope so, because board games are dope. Check them out. Also, check out Vic Valentine Episode 2, which is also online. That's pretty cool stuff. And also check out the show you're listening to right now. So great. Good job. You did it.
Keep nice. Doing it.
Nailed it. Perfect. First try. Yay. All right, folks. Let me tell you all about us. You can find us on our website at ghostshipradio.com under the Bannerbox Radio tab. You can also find the show on iTunes and all other places you get your podcasts. You can contact us directly by using the contact form on our website or by sending us an email at bbr@ghostshipradio.com. And that's all for this week.
And remember, President Banana, first president of Zimbabwe, passed a law forbidding citizens from making jokes about his name.
Thanks for joining us. This is the checking of the mics, part 1, section 2.
To check a mic, you must first properly purse your lips and say, "Puh."
This show is part of the Ghost Ship Radio Network. For more information, go to ghostshipradio.com.